Physiologically speaking, I mean. I am not here for a science lesson about your sweaty body, Petra snaps out. I'm here to make you strong. Right now, you are not strong. You are weak and limp like a worm or the leaf of lettuce. Every sentence out of Petra's mouth is punctuated so emphatically with an exclamation mark that I can almost see them floating through the air towards me, though that could be the delirium brought on by how knackered I am. Standing over me in her hot pink lycra workout gear, she looks and sounds like the meanest cheerleader in the world. Petra is small and blonde, with a bouncing ponytail and perfect white teeth. A tiny Serbian prom queen with the dark, shriveled heart of Wednesday Addams. I love her. At least, I do when she's not actively trying to destroy me. Over the speakers, Mary Poppins sings peppily about spoonfuls of sugar. Petra's obsessive love for Julie Andrews is extremely intense, and today it was her turn to choose the music. While I would not previously have considered Julie's oeuvre to be the obvious soundtrack to a workout, I have to admit she does have some bangers. I attempt to curl my body into another of the impossible crunches Petra wants. It hurts, I whimper. Life is pain, princess. Petra is unmoved. Hey, I say, like a hostage trying to forge a human connection with their captor. I love that film, she frowns. What film? Life is pain, princess, I repeat. Isn't that the quote from the Princess Bride? Oh. Petra tilts her head to the side and nods. Yes, I have seen that film. I like best the giant rat. Of course the woman is on the side of the rodents of unusual size. I suppose you were team Darth Vader too, I grumble, falling back against the floor, my jelly-like limbs splayed around me, refusing to move any further. His cape is excellent, she says with approval, before nudging at my leg with her foot. Now we will do the lightweights. I groan, which only makes her smile widen, like a shark showing off all its teeth. We do the jabs and the uppercuts and you pretend you are punching that man in the face. I don't need to ask her which man she means. Okay, I agree, letting her drag me to my feet. Once I'm standing with the weights in my hands, I mirror her stance and start moving my arms, putting some snap into the jab cross movements. You can do better than this! Petra is fired up, bouncing on the balls of her feet. You hit him in the face, you hit him in the mouth. Go for the groin, you break that asshole's nose! Yeah, I pant, arms flailing everywhere as the lonely goat herd blasts out at top volume. Fuck him! That's right, she nods. Louder! Fuck him! I yell, twisting my fists, imagining the punches landing on Sean Hardy's stupid, handsome face. Petra cheers and lets loose a string of Serbian profanities. What does that mean? I ask when I come to rest with my hands on my hips, sucking in deep gulps of air. Petra considers this for a moment. It's like, I hope the thunder from the sky fucks you until you are dead. I blink. We Serbs are very good at cursing, she adds proudly. Clearly. We are done for today. Make sure you drink the water and stretch. With a flick of her ponytail, Petra moves to stop the music, cutting Julie off mid-yodel. It is better, Petra concedes, as I guzzle from my water bottle. Maybe you will not be total embarrassment after all. I start to stretch my hamstrings. I don't know. I feel a flutter of nervous energy. I've never done proper combat training like this before. It's going to be intense. So many classes in martial arts and weapons. I'm going to have an axe to wield. Nice. Petra takes a swig from her own bottle. Will you also get to wear a cape? She looks so hopeful that I say, probably. And now I know exactly what to get her for Christmas. But they want a more muscular look, I continue, flexing my bicep, which is certainly more of an event than it was a few weeks ago. I've still got a way to go. I've been putting in a lot of hours with Petra lately, which has been fine with me. Until this scandal blows over, there's no way I'm voluntarily leaving the house, so my home gym has been a place to burn off some of my rage. When I first bought my place in LA, I didn't give much thought to the large exercise space in the basement, even though the realtor had been in raptures about it. As Petra would be the first to point out, I am neither a natural or an enthusiastic athlete. I was much more interested in the bright, sunny kitchen and in the